Hey guys, welcome to another podcast episode with Eli and Mike. We have a special guest. Actually, we have two guests that are very special to us. We've done content with one of them, but we're about to do one with a special one today. So, Ali, thank you for being on the podcast.
Of course, yes, we're so excited to be here.
Right, and thank you, Jasper.
Hey, he's leaving.
Right,
he's
he had to make his appearance.
Yeah, he had to. I brought Jasper on this podcast today because, of course, I cannot be Ali without my partner in crime.
Oh, my God. Yes, exactly. And we love Jasper. It's so crazy meeting him in person.
Oh, my gosh. He loves
you guys, too. Bless you. Bless you.
Oh, my goodness.
He just needs. Oh. It's for the cameras.
Hey, buddy. So thanks for being here.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
We appreciate it.
Oh, my gosh.
Jasper. This is so cute. Oh, my God. Okay, so you
guys. It's okay.
He'll be in the shots the whole time.
Yeah, he'll be in the shots.
Just we'll continue as is. We love Jasper.
We love him. We love him.
But, you know, we had the luxury of meeting you through, I think it was Yaz?
I believe.
Or was it Brody?
Oh, Brody, Yaz, the whole gang, you
know.
Yeah, through a couple of people, but it was great to connect with you. We created some content together.
I think
that was amazing.
He's in the podcast.
You know, we love cats. We have our own cat too. So whatever he wants to do. If he scratches me, that just means he loves me. So
what kind of cat do you have?
We have a Siamese cat.
Yeah. Oh my gosh! So we are Siamese.
Yes, that one.
We please. Yeah. Yes. Oh my
gosh. I've always wanted one of those.
They're super
so cute too. He is.
Yeah. Yeah. He sleeps all day. Like seriously, sleeps all day.
He talks a lot, so you know he meows a lot.
Yeah. But, I love that.
Oh, my God. But, yes, of course, we love Jasper. But, honestly, today we have so many questions for the amazing Ali.
Mm-hmm.
You know, obviously, millions of views on TikTok, millions of views, Instagram, everywhere.
And let's get it right. Almost 100 million views.
Right.
Just on TikTok
like
alone.
Like 100 million views. Can you tell us, like, when did you actually start doing this whole social media career and everything?
Yeah, of course.
Off?
So I started last December, actually.
Wait, what?
Yeah, I started last December.
1 year?
Yeah.
Okay. God.
So last December. So I actually started kind of towards the end of December.
Yes.
And then I was making videos solo and I was doing like, oh, get ready with me by myself. You know, I was in cheer. So I was like, oh, get ready with me for cheer.
Nice.
Get ready
with
me for school. And like, those are my favorite type of things to do.
Love it.
I don't know. I just think it was really popular back then.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I was like, you know what? Maybe I can grow.
Like the
this.
Get ready was with me.
Yes.
Yes, wow. Exactly.
And then at the time, I was like, I really wanted a black cat.
Okay.
Like,
okay.
And I told my parents, like, for years,
mm-hmm,
I want a black cat. Can I get a cat? Like,
yeah,
for my birthday,
yeah.
Can I get a cat? Always opened the gift. Mm-hmm. Wasn't a cat.
No.
Bless you.
I get it.
Yeah, bless you, Jasper.
Bless. He's somewhere. I don't know.
He's so cute.
Right behind you.
We have the air on, guys. It's a little cold in here.
It's a little cold.
A little cold in here.
But yeah, so towards January,
okay.
I started to do videos with him because I got him. I got my black cat.
Okay. Congrats.
And then he was such a baby. He was a baby. And then one day it was just like, what if I put him in my videos?
No way.
I was like, what if I sit him down and put some hats on him, do his skincare? It'll be cute, a little cute, wholesome.
Of course.
And then I did the video. I posted it. And then that video got more attraction than my videos.
Oh, wow.
That I already made.
Okay.
And then I was like, people really like this. You know, it's different. It's like, You never see that every
right,
day, right?
Yeah. Nobody like, sees this.
So
no.
I was like, maybe this can be my niche.
Yes.
You know, I can do videos with Jasper and maybe we could really like take off.
Amazing.
So then I started to do videos with him and my account grew so much.
Wow.
Like me and him, we bonded really well together. Uh-huh. And it was so funny because I've been doing it for so long now that I just remember like, he's been doing it since he was out of the womb. Like,
oh, my God.
Literally.
Like,
yeah.
I literally think about it. I'm like, wait, he doesn't know how to be a regular
cat.
Oh,
my God. Right. So he's just been doing it since he's been born.
Since he was born.
Wow.
So that's why he's also really well, like, trained. Mm-hmm. And he's around, like, the camera a lot.
Yes.
He's around the phone. So
right.
He knows, like, oh, this is a phone. Gotta look at the camera.
No way.
He's just trained like that.
Oh, my God.
And then, so after a while, I reached 700K.
TikTok. Which is huge, 700,000.
It is.
Huge.
It's big.
It is
yeah.
700,000. You know, if you're just starting,
yes.
It's huge. I reached 700K in like...
He's so cute, by the way. Sorry.
Oh, my gosh.
It's our first time having a cat on the show, so it's a little exciting
for us. I reached it in 2 months.
2 months?
Wow.
700,000 followers.
Yes,
oh, my God.
Okay, what is that one viral video?
Viral video?
That you were like, okay, me and Jasper are stars.
It was in a series. So it was... it was a video about me putting on hats on him.
Okay.
And it was just like, oh, trying on hats for Jasper, you know? And I would get different hats. I bought them on Amazon.
Okay,
And I just put
shout
them
on out him. Amazon.
And everyone was like, this is so funny. I love them together. This is so funny. And like, I just really love that everyone mm-hmm. like saw like we mm-hmm. have potential. Yeah. Like we could yeah. be your favorite.
Right. I love that.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
So you felt I think it. After that video, I really knew. I was like, I want to do content with him. I want to be. I don't want to be a star alone. I want to have somebody with me. Amazing. And you know, I don't know. I just like I'm so attached to this cat. It's insane. Like,
oh my god,
we're best friends.
And like. You can just tell with the energy.
I yeah, mean, yeah. Like he's always around me. He's always
he's literally like protecting
so
you right now.
So comfortable. Like, oh my gosh. Ever since he's been here, everyone like he has been so good. Like,
yeah, he's such a good cat.
It's so crazy.
Did you ever feel that your content would ever be with a cat when you started?
No. Who would have no thought?
Oh
who
my gosh. Thought?
Like, in the beginning, I was doing it.
He's so cute. I love him.
In the beginning, I was doing it solo.
Yeah,
so
okay.
I was like, you know, I'm going to try to do this solo, yes. you know. I expected myself mm-hmm. to blow up solo, but right. I would have never thought it would have been with my cat. Oh like, my wow. that's so funny.
And actually, let's talk a little bit about your past.
Yeah.
So I know we're talking with your dad a little bit behind the scenes. Yes. And he was telling me a little bit, so I know you were, like, in cheer, and I yeah. know you were, like, you know, grade A's, you had like grade A's all across the board, so
well,
congrats.
Thank you.
You know
they're only but, A's right
they're only A's,
only A pluses,
but like tell yeah. us actually tell us about that, because a lot of you know, teens and kids mm-hmm. and anyone these days, you know, when they're in school, it's like yeah. they're kind of just like locked in school, and they're not really going to that social media world. And if they mm-hmm. are going to the social media world, they're not really locked in on their schooling.
Mm-hmm.
But you're like doing both. So like, can you tell right. us a little bit how your how school life both. Was yeah. and how did you get into the content creator?
Yeah. So my school life, it was very like, it was a lot.
Tell us.
Like
tell us.
I moved to a new school an hour away, and then I moved back to my old school. Mm-hmm. And it was really hard for me because friends. I had to make new friends, right. and then I had to reconnect with the friends I already disconnected with.
Right.
So it was kind of
right.
weird.
Yes. Okay.
But yeah, my high school life, it was honestly, it was fun.
Okay.
I had a lot of friends mm-hmm. because of freshman year. I was really like, I don't want to say popular, but okay. I was really known.
Okay. Yes.
And then.
Was there like things that made you like known? Were you like in sports for you?
Yes.
What was it? What was it?
Cheerleading.
Okay.
You need to know.
Oh my gosh. So why I was so known. Okay. Freshman year was because I was in a relationship at the time.
Ooh, okay.
And it was like, it wasn't all that, but so the guy, he cheated on me.
Oh my God,
and then I brought eggs to school and I egged him. And it went around the whole school.
Wait, is there a video?
What?
Is
oh
it on TikTok?
My God.
No.
Okay.
I need
might,
to see it. I need
it
to
might
see
pop
it.
Up on the screen.
Do you want me to show you?
Yes.
Yes. We have yes. to see it. We
okay.
have to see it. Oh my God.
But yeah, so
God.
This video went everywhere, and
no,
that's how
way.
My name got around.
Wow.
And they, yeah. And
wait, you egged him? Like.
I.
What?
At least he'll never forget. For
no,
sure.
It was
yeah. ever.
He's after that day, everyone called him Egg Boy. And
what? Wait, him Egg Boy?
Him Egg Boy.
Oh my God.
And then everyone there just thought it was really cool. So.
Oh my God.
But
well,
yeah.
hey, you know,
hey, wait a minute. This was in school, in the middle of everybody kind
in
of thing?
In school, in a
wow.
math building.
Oh my
while God. While people were walking. And I just, oh my, and that was so funny because I had four eggs.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The first egg, I missed, and I don't know who it hit, but.
No way.
She's sorry, guys.
You're just walking to your next class and you
wow. If you're watching this, she did not mean to hit you.
I did not mean to hit
she
you.
I did not mean to hit you guys.
You should be honored, actually.
Right.
You got hit by Allie.
You got hit by Allie. So
it's a flex.
Yeah, exactly. Just write her and be like, it was me. But oh my gosh, so this is kind of something that like kind of took off, like you being like in social media because people started knowing you basically.
Yeah, people already knew me, so mm-hmm. and I had like a lot of following on Instagram.
It also taught people not to f with you, right?
Yeah,
because that makes
a
sense
lot of
I mean
we're like
yeah
no,
we don't want to be egg boy we don't
yeah,
want to be egg boy we don't want to be egg boy
no wow, that's
yeah.
crazy
yeah.
And if you can't find it nowhere, we'll pull it up on the screen.
Yeah, we can pull it up later
on the
yeah.
screen.
Yeah, yeah,
oh no, we don't have to put it on the screen.
We want people to see this.
I don't know. It's up to you guys.
Oh, I want to see it. I want
to
see it.
Oh, we would love to see it.
We would love to see it. Okay, okay.
He's like, Jasper.
How many years ago was this?
This was in 2021.
Okay.
That was after COVID? That was
yeah.
kind
no,
of
that
ending.
That was
the ending
after
part,
COVID.
Huh?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So this is in school. Yeah. Like, was everybody still wearing their masks?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was wearing my mask in the video.
No way. And you still got known? Like, that's really crazy.
Yeah, how did they find me?
Oh, my gosh. Okay, we're about to see right, the egg. What is it? Egg boy?
Egg boy.
Egg boy. And you know what? You're watching this podcast
right.
when it comes
out. We know
out.
You're watching.
You totally know what's going on.
It could have been worse. It was just eggs, you know? You cheated.
It's your fault. Hey.
You cheated. Why would you cheat on me?
Right.
Period.
We have to get that out.
Almost 100 million followers. Come on.
Oh, my God. I'm so scared. Holy shit. What? Oh my God, Allie! This is the best video I've ever seen in my life.
No oh my way.
God. Oh my okay, God. Okay, you guys are going to see this. You guys are going to see it pop up. Don't worry. That was
pretty intense.
Okay. Would have to give you like a high five for that.
Yes, double high five.
Love you. That was so good. That was so good.
Don't cheat on her.
Right,
don't cheat.
Yeah.
Jasper. Tell them. Don't
cheat. He's monitoring.
He's locked in.
Yeah, he heard that. He's locked in. Okay,
he's so locked in.
God. That was so gangster.
But he deserved it.
Just, I have to say.
Yeah,
did you ever find out who he cheated with you on?
I don't know the names, but there were like two two girls.
And it's
two
more
girls.
Than one. Okay.
Two girls.
Okay, at least you hit him with
girls.
Two.
No, come
and
on.
It was like, he was really mean to me. Like,
oh my God.
I don't know. So I kind of like was with him because like I felt bad for him. Mm-hmm. So, and like I had a Dora haircut at the time. Like my hair was really short. I had bangs. And he would like talk about me to his friends. He'd be like, she looks like Dora. She looks like this.
Wow.
And I was like, you wanted me first, bro. Like, wait.
What the heck?
Yeah.
Okay, so these eggs were necessary.
They were necessary. They had to be done.
So then you started getting, like, known. Did like, people post this online, this video?
I don't remember. I think they did, but I don't know. But after a lot of people starting to knew me.
Okay.
And then I think that helped me because already I had people.
Amazing.
And then I had TikTok.
Okay.
And people followed me on TikTok. Mm-hmm, I had like 5,000 followers.
Amazing.
So then I was talking about my school life, right?
Yeah. Okay,
yeah.
So then I had good grades. So this is a girl having good grades and you still egged him. That's so amazing. I love that, you know.
Yeah.
So you're having your good grades. You're starting to get known because of a little incident that happened.
Yeah, and then
you're in cheer, so you're doing.
I actually started cheer in, senior year.
Okay.
I started in senior year because before that I was in dance. It was called dance. Mm-hmm. I think it was called advanced dance.
Okay.
And you would perform in assemblies, and you would learn routines. Mm-hmm. You know. It was like PE, so you took that instead of PE.
Okay,
so it was a win-win.
I would have did that too.
Too. And I had been wanting to do cheer for a long time, so I was like, you know what, senior year, I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna do cheer.
Okay.
And I was honestly so scared to do cheer because I know a lot of coaches have expectations on how your body looks, how you look like, how heavy you are. Mm-hmm. You know, I was really scared. But I wasn't, like, insecure because my mom, she made me really confident ever since, like, I was younger.
Amazing.
So I was like, I can do it. I can do cheer.
Amazing.
I could get in.
Okay.
So I did cheer, and I ended up being named captain.
What?
Wow.
On your first year?
On my first year.
Oh, my God.
Wow, that's amazing. Okay.
Yeah, so I was like, oh, my gosh.
Yes.
You know?
Allie for the win.
Hey.
Loves it.
So then around, like, my cheerleading, my school, that's when I started posting Get Ready With Me's.
Okay.
Because I felt like I had an interesting life for me to do videos on. Like,
nice.
Get Ready With Me for cheer.
Okay.
You know? Yeah.
So it's kind of like you've been looking at your life, everything that was happening during high school, you know, the little incidents that kind of got you a little bit known. You sign up for a cheer, which, you know, you're obviously going to be known if you're the captain.
Yeah. And so then it was all like connections. It was really helping me.
Which is really great because if our audience is watching right now, some people have these like talents or some people have this being known, but then they don't go into the world of creating, which there's so much in creating.
No,
and we're going to get to that.
If you guys like have a talent, you guys like are doing so much. I know social media is really hard to handle, especially balancing all of that because it was really hard for me. Just do it because I did it. And you know, I'm here now, and I'm so thankful that I got here and I pushed myself that much.
Like, I literally have the chills you saying that because what she just said is, I mean, again, she's only been doing this for like a year and a couple of months.
And I'm literally at 3 million.
3 million. More than 3 million from all your platforms.
More, but.
And also, like, 100 million likes. I mean, that's insane.
Yeah.
That's powerful.
And like, that's how you know, like, anybody can do this if you really want to. Anybody. Because I was just a regular girl a year ago.
And we can totally agree.
I have the chill. Sorry.
We can agree because me and Mike have had our Instagram for about a year and 4 months.
Right. And our TikTok as well.
and yeah. TikTok as well. We have like almost really 4 million followers, right?
So in a year and a couple of months, we also have the million on TikTok, a million on Instagram, and you know, we're ordinary people too. So
yeah,
you know, anybody can do
it. Anybody, if they just, really wanted to.
Right. If you just use your talents that you have inside of you, and you notice them, like Ali, you were noticing like, hey, like I'm on the cheer team, like you know, my grades are good, and then you got seen when you do your little, you know, your incident.
Yeah.
But also, you were talking about your mom. And I just want to rewind a little bit more before high school. So when you were younger, are you like an only child? How was your life growing up? Was it stressful?
It was confusing because at a young age, my parents had me at a very young age.
Okay.
At 16. Like,
oh, I was about to say, how old are you? 16. Okay.
So wait, your mom was 16?
She was 16.
Okay, got it.
And my dad was 16 too.
Oh, wow.
Oh, got it. Okay.
And then I think he was 17 actually. I don't remember.
Okay, okay. That is young.
They split up when I was 3. Okay. So that means like I had separated parents that now made a family to get, like, they made families.
Okay.
And I would have to go back and forth. So
I see.
One week I would spend it with my mom. The other week I would go with my dad. Yes.
Okay.
And my childhood, it was very like, honestly, I think it was good.
Yes.
I had a very, like, good time.
Okay,
you know, I was, like,
loves
getting
it.
Spoiled from this one, this side.
Okay, loves
two,
it,
two
loves
birthdays.
Why not? Why not?
Okay.
I was enjoying it.
Okay.
But, yeah, I don't think I've ever had trauma from that, you know, because I know a lot of people would use that as an excuse. Like, you know, I had two sets of parents. I had this. But, like, you have to look at it in the positive way. Like, you have double the people that love you, you know? That's what matters most.
That's a blessing too, because not always that's the case. Sometimes
some
parents
don't have
are bad,
that, and I'm really grateful that I do.
Wow, amazing!
Wow, that's amazing, and I feel it out of your heart right now, like honestly. Yeah. And so, you said, I believe you said your mom kind of gave you this inspiration to like even say, let me go do this cheerleading and just do it.
Right.
When I was like little, I did lack confidence because I have a younger sister.
Okay.
Her name's, I can name drop, right?
Oh, yeah.
Sister, if you're watching this, I'm sorry.
Right? Yeah, yeah.
Her name's
Michaela. Shout out to sister.
I love her so much.
Michaela?
Michaela.
Oh,
she's
we love
best
you.
Friend. Like, she's like, I love my sister so much.
And is it just you two, or?
No, it's, from my dad's side, I have 3 siblings. I have 2 sisters, and I have 1 brother. And then from my mom's side, I have 1 brother.
Okay.
Are they younger or older than you?
They're younger.
Younger, okay.
I'm the oldest.
So you're the big sister.
Yeah. Which you're like the youngest, but you're the oldest. She's only so cool. Wait, can we ask you your age or is that a secret?
I'm 18.
Okay, there you go.
So she's legal.
I'm legal, guys.
Right.
But and Jasper's 1.
Okay, and Jasper's
1. Jasper's 1.
Is that legal in cat years?
Yeah.
We're
He's 18.
18. Okay, there you go.
He's 18.
So y'all are legal. Okay, loves it.
We're legal, eh?
You know. Wow. But okay, so being the oldest, but still being so young, when you were younger, though, was there somebody that kind of like gave you this inspiration? Was it your mom? Was it yourself? Because you're like, okay, like I have to be the strong girl going back and forth. Like, what was it that gave you this inspiration to be so bold?
It was my mom.
Okay.
Definitely my mom, because she was a single mom and she had to work. She had to take care of me.
Okay.
She was in a toxic relationship.
Okay,
so that was like, for me, like, obviously I was younger. I didn't see that. But now that I grew older, I knew, I was like, damn, like, she's really strong, you know? And my mom's that type of person that, like, when she wants to do something, when she wants to reach a goal, she reaches it. Like, she, nothing else, like, can get in her way ever.
Wow, I love that.
She's, like, the strongest person I know,
oh my God.
By far.
And shout out to your mom, too.
Shout out to my mom.
Yeah. Like, honestly.
But yeah,
like,
it's all because of her.
That's powerful.
And this is your organic mom, right? Like, your actual mom. Okay, got it.
She made me really strong. She made me, like, like, honestly, she changed me so much.
Wow.
Yeah, because back then, obviously, I was, like, what, 5? So, I was kind of insecure because, like, as I was saying, my younger sister, she had, like, curly hair. She had, like, really light, she was of light skin. So, I was, like, is she better than me?
Oh,
like, am I ugly? But, like, me and my sister are, like, no beef. Like, I love her.
Yes.
But it made me, like, second guess myself.
Of course.
Am I pretty?
Right.
So, then I told my mom, and she's, like, girl, you don't even know. So she got me clothes. She got me everything I needed.
Okay.
And she made me have that confidence.
Oh, wow.
And ever since then, I was like kind of like thinking, I was like, don't mess with me.
Oh, my God. I love this story so much. Like, that is so
lit. So going even, let's go all the way to like the beginning. Where were you born and raised?
I was born in Tustin. It's near Santa Ana, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, I was born in Tustin.
California girl,
Orange
forever.
Orange County.
Yeah.
You've always been a California girl?
Always.
Okay, love
And
that.
Then
love
I was raised in Orange County.
Okay,
nice.
Got it.
Nice.
And you're still in Orange County right now, right?
Yes.
There you go.
Okay.
But you're in LA and Beverly Hills. So how about this? So this is what's crazy, because a lot of people that we bring, we've actually had a ton of creators on our podcast, mm-hmm. and most of them don't live in Beverly Hills, but we're residents of Beverly Hills ourselves. How does it feel knowing you're 18, creating all this movement? You know, you're doing powerful things with your cat Jasper too. Yes. You've only had social media for a year, and you're on the podcast in Beverly Hills, California, which happens to be Beverly Hills, right?
Right.
So how do you feel where you're at in your life right now, knowing that you've only been an adult for so long, yet you're already here where people would love to be here? They would love to be in your shoes.
Mm-hmm. I feel like it's going to sound cheesy, but I feel like I'm where I'm supposed to be.
Love that. Because
when I was younger, I've always wanted to be on TV. I wanted to be an actor. Yeah.
Wait, can you tell us about that? Like, would you, like, talk to your parents and be like, I want to, like, be in dance. I want to, like, sing. Like,
yeah. When I was younger, what are you looking at?
Right? Way too
Jester.
Cute. He's in his own world.
I did dance. And my mom had already put me on a stage when I was younger.
Okay.
Oh, wow. So I was used to audience.
Okay.
And then
okay.
I did cheer. That's audience, you know?
Yes.
I was always like on stage. I was always dancing. Mm-hmm. So they kind of knew.
Okay.
They're like, she's supposed to be somewhere.
No God. Way.
She's supposed to be somewhere.
I love That's that. So cool. And the cool thing about that is you feel that as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like you feel it inside
of
you.
Yeah. I feel like this is what I'm supposed to be doing. And not because of like, you know, like, oh, how much followers, how much money do you make? It's because of connections, because of the new people I'm meeting.
Yes,
you know,
yes,
like,
yes.
I really want to, like, make new friends and create more bonds and, like, you know, show Jasper, like, you're not a regular cat.
Right. You're not a regular cat, Jasper.
Hey.
He heard me say that. He's like, I'm not.
He wants that door to open really bad.
Yeah.
And I love that. I love, like, your reasons for wanting to do social media and grow.
Yeah, and especially to make people happy.
Right, like, and it does.
Yeah, like every time people watch my videos, I do see comments. They're like, oh, I had such a bad day, but looking at you guys made me like laugh.
Oh my gosh.
For me, it's like, I really do have that special gift where it's like, whenever you're with me, whenever you're like talking to me, like you just like smile.
Oh my God. Wow. Like I'm smiling right now.
Because I don't know what it is, but I just feel like, every time I'm with somebody, I'm, like, so happy.
I love this so much.
And that's so much of your energy, because the first time we met you, you're exactly like this. You're naturally, like, just excited.
Like, your TikToks are you. So everybody, if you guys think that Jasper and her are somebody else off camera, they're exactly the same people. Like, it's so amazing, the energies. And I feel like Jasper has an energy as well. Like, he gives a little energy off, you know? And it's like, you want to smile around him, too, you know?
Yeah, me and him are very alike, actually.
I love that.
Does Jasper make any sounds?
Does he? Sometimes. I don't sometimes? Really know.
Does he meow a lot?
Okay, when he's hungry, he meows.
Okay.
Right, when he's cold, he meows.
Okay.
But I don't think I've heard him purr, actually.
Other than that, he's very, like, chill.
Very quiet. Yeah, he's very chill.
He's very quiet, yeah.
Like, my cat would be screaming right now for no good reason.
Just
meow. Yeah.
Like get me out.
He just
I'm
wants
hungry,
his way for everything.
Something.
And actually, that'll bring us to you being out of high school. Now you're, you know, you're kind of known. You went to cheerleading. And now you're doing Get Readies with me. So before Jasper came in the picture, and we'll get to him in just a second, was there ever like a Get Ready with me that did go viral just with you?
It was, yeah. So I remember it was me in like the restroom, and I was doing my hair, and I was like, oh, do my hair with me for cheer. But I broke my arm.
Wait. But that's the video. Your arm was already broken?
It was spring.
Yeah.
Did you have a cast on?
Okay, perfect.
Did you have a cast on?
I had a cast doing the video. And I had to do it with my left hand.
Oh, my God.
It was so bad.
Okay, did it come out good?
I don't know. Because back then, I didn't really know much about quality and stuff. Okay. But I knew it had, like, attraction because of, like, the likes and, like, the views. So I was like, people liked it.
That was so smart.
Looking at me struggle.
Yeah.
Wow, that is so
cool. Oh, my God, that's so smart. I love that.
How did you sprain it?
Oh my gosh. So, I really wanted to nail my back handspring. Like, it was like when you go like
this.
Oh,
yes.
Like,
okay. Yeah.
I don't know. But I really wanted to nail it. And I was telling my coach, like, oh, can we practice on back handsprings? Can we do this? But she never really had time because of, there are so many girls that wanted to learn everything. So for me, it was kind of like, okay, like, you know, but yeah, I was really attempted.
You were going
to
go all in. Okay.
And I was practicing alone. Like, there would be breakfast breaks, and I would practice alone. I would be like, I'm going to do this.
Will you practice at home, too?
No.
Actually, okay.
I had wooden floors.
I literally love this about you because it just, like you said, your mom will do anything to get her way, or she's going to, like, make it happen.
That's how I am.
That's, like, how you are.
That's exactly how I am.
And it actually gives me a reminder because one of our really good friends, his name is Tim, and he's Kobe Bryant's previous coach, you know, God bless, he's gone now. Yes. But before that, that was his coach. And, you know, he's coaching one of the best players in the whole world. And this is like our really good friend. And one thing he always says is like, if your arm is messed up and your arm, like you have to have a cast on it, who cares? Use the other one.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what you did. And exactly. You're not even, like, that's coming
there's
from a coach.
There's always a way. Yeah. Literally. Don't let anything stop you. There's exactly. always a way.
So that is like so powerful for our like audience to hear that as well.
Yeah,
like,
there's always a way. Always.
And so then, okay, so now, you know, you've done your videos and then now Jasper, you do yours and you're like, okay, this is going to be like us. Now things are starting to roll. I was looking on your TikTok and oh my God, you have the 90 million, you know, this is 90 million likes, but likes is different from views.
Yeah.
So you have like, I don't even know how many hundreds of millions of views. Like, how are you taking this all in just 1 year? Because like you are having millions and millions of people just watch you and Jasper.
I feel like for me, it hasn't like hit yet, because when you look at a number, a screen, you don't actually see a lot of people somewhere.
Okay. Of course.
You know? For me, it's just like, oh, that's so cool. I don't know why I think like it's like virtual.
Okay.
Yeah. You know? Well, it is.
It is, but
I don't know. I just can't picture people like watching my stuff or something.
Okay.
I don't really know.
Right.
You know what's really crazy? Weird. When you consider the stadiums when people go to see like a team, consider 90 something million.
That's what I think about. That's what I think about. And I get scared. I'm like, that's really
crazy. That's a lot of people.
And you have like,
that is a lot of people.
And you have like 100 million, like more than 100 million views. Or that's like a little number, you guys, because I don't even know the numbers. But like, that is so intense. Yeah. And it's only been 1 year.
Yeah, I don't know. It hasn't hit me yet.
And honestly, like, if I could just sit here and say, like, it really hasn't hit you yet. Like, it really hasn't. Because, like, I mean, like, you're so viral right now. Like, Jasper is so viral now. You have so many millions of views. And, like, you know, like, people should be, like, giving you every single, like, brand deal and everything like that. And I know they're, like, all coming. But it's just the time hasn't caught up yet.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You guys are putting in so much work. So, like, someone like you, one of your friends is Brody. We had him on the podcast last time.
My brother.
Right? Yeah. Like, one of your
He's
brothers.
So cool. We had him on the podcast. That's right. Yeah. That's right.
So we had him on the podcast as well. And I can tell you this. I swear he has the same energy as you. He was like, him and his mom also were sitting here in the podcast room. And she was like, oh, like, I'm not really, I think we need to start looking into this a little bit more serious. Because we were having the same conversation. Yeah. And I was like, I was like, you guys are so viral. And oh, my God. And she was like, now that you think about it, like, maybe we should think about this a little more serious. And I'm like, yeah, you should. Because, but again, it just hasn't, like, caught up yet.
Yeah.
Because that is so many views, so many followers in such a little time. Like, that's supreme.
Yeah. You know? I feel like what's even more crazy is at one point, I lost everything.
What?
I lost my followers. I lost my account. And I had to restart from scratch.
Wait, can we talk about this?
Yes, like, we can talk about
this. Okay, so like how many? Did you already have like a huge following?
It was, so it was, at the time, it was 700K.
Oh my God.
Remember I told you? So my
account, this was with you and Jasper, right?
Yes.
Okay. Oh my God, Jasper, are you hearing this?
I know a lot of people know this, but if you don't know, if you're like a new follower or something, my account got hacked. And I know OGs, like, they know, because they were there, and it was really bad. So I fell for that trick where it's like, do you want to verify your account on TikTok?
And then no, you didn't.
I did.
Oh, darn.
And
wait, what happened?
So I clicked on like this, so embarrassing, this link and email, and then I put in my info, right? And then I was like, it's not working. So then I go to TikTok, and it's like, oh, you're logged out. And I'm like, heck? So I try to log back in. And then I get this message on WhatsApp, and it's like, hey, do you want your account back? Give me 1K right now.
What?
And I'm like, what? So
this happens? Like, what
It happened, and it happened on a San Francisco trip.
You were probably so miserable.
I was. Oh like, God. It was for my brother's birthday, and I felt so bad because I was like, there would be times where I would just cry, and like, I saw, like, I couldn't do anything about it, you know? And like, it just broke my heart seeing that person go live on my account and say,
what?
Jasper's dead. Jasper's this.
This happened?
Jasper's
what?
Sick.
Are you kidding
Yeah,
me?
And it broke my heart. I was like, this is not true. Like,
oh,
and
my
then
God.
So many people were like, I'm so sorry, Ali. And I'm like, guys, that's not, like, bro. Yeah, and then
like, this is not a normal hack, by the way.
It's not. It's not, like, you.
This is straight up blackmail.
And, like, also just, like, hurting people and hurting you by the statements they're saying. Yeah. That's intense.
And then they, like, slowly deleted all my videos. And I'm not sure if they're up, if they're deleted or they're just private.
What the
But
heck?
They deleted all my videos. And then they put on like their story, like, oh, Jasper's sick, please send me money so he can get better. I'm like,
oh my God.
You're just, bro. And then at that point, I was like, there's nothing I can do but to restart. And I really didn't want to do that because at the time, wow, like, I was like, there's no way I'm going to go back from that to that following. There's mm-hmm. no way. And my mom was telling me, she's like, there's nothing you can do. We're not going to give him 1K. You have to restart from scratch. Or you can just let this whole content thing go down.
Go. Wow.
Go. God. And then I was like, bro, like, I'm going to have to restart from scratch.
I think what people might not understand is running a social media account is like a business. Yeah. So losing 700,000 followers is a lot of, not necessarily money, but it's this thing you've built. You put so much love into it. It's, and for job. Someone to just mm-hmm. cross it out and just it's gone, it's, yeah, and it's,
also,
it hurts.
And you just made a statement recently. You were like, I'm not worried about the money, I'm not worried about the brand deals, I just love making people happy.
I do. That's what broke my heart, because I couldn't make people happy. I couldn't post videos. And then so after that whole thing went down, I made a new account, and then I went
wait, and before you continue, yeah, how long ago was this that you this happened?
This was
February
of 2025.
Oh my God. So February. Less so than hold a on. Year.
So we can actually say last year, right?
Yeah, we can.
Wait, you're right. Last year.
Last year.
But
last year.
I was trying to say less than a year.
But no, but it is less than a year, though.
But like, wait, insane. Less than a year ago, this happened.
Yes.
And you're sitting here today at 3 million plus followers.
That's what's crazier.
Okay, so I'll let you continue the story. So, sorry.
I made a new account, and then I posted on my story, and I was like, hey guys, I can't go live right now, but that's not me. And a lot of people were like, is this Ali? Are you sure? You know? So I was like, yeah, I don't know. And the only way I could prove it was to make a video.
Okay.
So I made a video addressing the situation, and that's my first video on my TikTok.
Okay.
Of me addressing the situation.
Wow. My God.
And it got attraction. And then after that
like
video,
how much attraction?
I don't know, actually. But
like in the millions?
Yeah, it's like in a million.
That's
yeah.
a lot. That's
a lot. And then I just, after that, I kind of continued. And then.
And are you saying like, okay, you created your first account. I mean, your new account. Mm-hmm. But like you made a post and it hit already a million views or something
it
like that?
It took time.
Okay.
Because I needed to reach the algorithm and stuff.
So like when you post it and it's taking time, that probably was also hard for you as well.
It was so hard to get back up to millions of views.
Of course.
It was so hard. But I just kept posting, and I really thought, I was like, I'm not going to go back. I'm not going to go big. I'm not going to, you know? And I had that mindset, so I was very, like, you know, depressed at the time. I was really, like, sad, emotional. But I think I started to get attraction again. Mm-hmm. So I was like, maybe we can do this again. Mm-hmm. And then it was, February. 5 months later, I think I reached 2 million.
No way. Yeah.
So within 5 months, 2 million. Okay. Oh my so gosh. Within 5 months, you had 2 million followers
yes.
on TikTok.
Yeah.
After losing 700,000.
After losing
700,000.
Yeah.
A month later,
wow.
I was like, going to redo this.
Okay. Okay.
5 months later, I'm at 2 million.
So like you did make it seem like very like calm and, oh, I just posted and it went back. Mm-hmm. But like, tell us what you had to go through. Like, did you, oh my God. Like, this is not.
I had to go through, like, so much, like, regret because of that. I was like, I shouldn't have clicked on that link. I shouldn't have, you know? And then I was like, I should have just paid him.
Okay. But then maybe he wouldn't have, you know.
Yeah, that's what my mom's saying. She's like, he would have wanted more money.
Right.
Yeah.
It would have just turned into more drama.
Yeah, but it was really hard in the beginning because I, like, was getting very low views, very low likes, and it wasn't reaching the algorithm.
Wow.
And my other account had this like algorithm thing where it would always be on the preview page. Always, always, always. And that's what I liked about my account.
Of course.
I was like, this new account isn't going to do that. Yeah. And my mom was saying, like, you have to build that for yourself. Mm-hmm. You have to like keep posting.
Shout out to mom again. Sorry.
Yeah, right.
Shout
out to mom. She's such a trooper.
You know, just
saying. Yeah, I was just very sad for like a couple months. Mm-hmm. But like after I reached that milestone, I was like, we're back on the track. We're back where we're supposed to be.
Okay, wow, so that was powerful. Like just a video.
It was
also
just
that
the views like, and stuff.
The views were just
they were just low. But that was it.
So, I mean, if you guys are watching, that was kind of like 5 months ago.
Yeah, that's recent.
And
yeah,
like five, 6 months ago. Mm-hmm. And you're sitting here today,
I think
not depressed.
December, I hit 3 million.
Oh my God, congratulations.
Thank you.
Yes, oh my God.
I'm wait, excited. Hold up. What's your goal this year?
I want to hit 5.
Oh okay. My God, 5.
Wait,
yes,
you did
yes.
through 2 million in 5 months. You totally will hit more.
Yeah,
you're going to do it,
well,
I'm sure.
Yeah,
you have your 5.
Yeah, I really want to hit 5, but that's like in the back of my head right now. Right now, I really want to focus on hitting 3.5.
Okay, there you go.
Like,
that's
slowly.
Good. And okay, with Jasper, wait, obviously, right?
Yes. Yes.
He's so chill. Oh, he's about to fall asleep.
Yeah, he's so
Oh, no, he's
chill.
Up now.
He's like, I'm down. Okay, hey, so Jasper. Now, Jasper,
you're Let's ask him a question. I'm going to ask Jasper a question.
You have to answer, of course.
Hey, Jasper, how do you like working with Ally?
It sucks really bad, and I don't want to be here.
Oh, my God.
All right.
We're all so right. sorry. Uh-huh. It's almost over, we promise.
He's so adorable. Oh, so he's God. A full Bengal cat?
Yeah, he's a Bengal.
Oh, Bengal. My God. Wow.
And I think we were asking you off camera, like, do you think it's just, like, his spirit? Do you think it's, like, him being a Bengal cat that makes him, like that makes him smart? Like, what do you think it is?
I think it's the Bengalness, because Bengals are very, like, Bengals are very intelligent. And they're very, like...
Just get some background. And then I'll just ask you again.
Okay.
Okay, so do you think, like, it's... Do you think Jasper is, like, smart like this because he's a Bengal? Do you think it's because... I mean, what is it? He's just, like, an intelligent cat.
I think... Because Bengal cats are intelligent cats. Mm-hmm, I think mm-hmm. it's the breed.
Okay.
Because
okay.
Bengal cats are supposed to be very calm, very intelligent, mm-hmm. very, like... Mm-hmm. Supposedly, they love water.
Okay.
And honestly, he does.
Really?
Yeah. Like.
So, like, playing in water or
does he take
water?
Baths?
Yeah,
like,
when he takes bath, he doesn't
really?
Meow.
Oh, really?
He's God. Such a good cat. Yeah, it's really wow. weird. It's
no
like,
way.
How do you oh how do you do God. That?
What do you describe his personality as?
Hey, what's up, buddy?
He's nice. Just. I don't really know. He's just there. Like
he's so chill.
Okay. Okay. And what
he's
about?
He's very chill. Yeah.
What about? Why did you name him Jasper?
I honestly. I just wanted that name. It just came to me. Like I was like, I want a black cat named Jasper.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know why, but I want to name him Jasper.
He loves you so much. Okay, and then what about, how did you feel when you didn't get a black cat?
Oh, my gosh.
I was
Jasper, cover your ears.
Yeah, I was kind of like, I mean.
He's not black.
It's better than nothing.
Okay, okay.
So I was like, this will work.
Okay, okay.
But yeah.
And then fast forward a year, you guys
I'm
are the
so
besties
grateful.
Ever.
I'm so grateful.
Yes. Oh my God, I love that.
She
so
doesn't
much.
Mean it anymore, Jasper.
No, I don't.
Yeah,
I don't
he has it. Enough black in him. I love black cats. They're so lucky. And so like, was that the video that went viral though when you did the hats video, or was there a video after that where Jasper hit like them? Because again, if you guys are watching, Ally has videos that are like 10 million, 11 million views. Like, you know, it's crazy views. Like, with Jasper, like, which one was it that you were like, oh my God, like, he's a star? Was it those first hat videos you were telling us earlier? Or was it something where he did something crazy?
I think it was when I knew I could work with him, like, mm-hmm. like actually work with him.
Okay, like, what was that
it
moment?
It was when I did this video campaign.
Okay.
And it was a brand called Medicube.
Okay,
and they
okay.
reached out to me. They're like, hey, could you do a video using our brand?
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, oh, yeah, sure. So I made the video, and I made it with Jasper.
Okay.
And then I posted it knowing, like, oh, whatever. It's just a video campaign.
And, like, yeah. what was it about, you and Jasper?
It was
video?
Just me. It was me and him getting ready for bed.
Okay.
And we were doing, like, our eye mask, like, everything. And then, yeah, so I posted it. And then, like, let me say, like, 3-4 weeks later, it hit 95 million views.
Oh, wait, 95 million?
95 million views.
Wait, Ally, Jasper.
And I was like, this cat, me and this cat. So I think that moment I was like, wow, like.
Oh my God.
This is it.
Yeah, I can.
And I love how you explain it. You're like, me and the cat, like we got something.
Yeah,
like,
and it's so funny because like you would never imagine like just a person sitting there watching a cat get ready for bed.
Mm-hmm,
what?
Okay.
What? Like,
believe
that's
it or
true,
not,
true,
that's something okay. we would watch.
Yeah, I know there's
so
a lot of cats.
That's right. You would probably, you guys would watch it too. Yeah.
But I get what you mean. You're like, okay, I wouldn't think
that's
like.
So strange. Like,
yeah, like 92, 95 million.
That's
like,
crazy.
Oh my God.
Yeah. But, and then I remember, this is also really crazy.
Okay.
I don't know how much views it has right now, mm-hmm. but, there's like this specific like count. I think it was 10 million.
Oh my
so
God.
So my video had 10 million likes.
Wait, 10 million
I
likes?
I think it was 10 million.
Like, this is different from views. Likes are like, you
yeah,
have
likes.
To freaking touch that. That's 10 million people touching it.
I think it was 10.
It.
Yeah. But, and it was so funny because Kylie Jenner, uh-huh. I think it was Kim Kardashian.
Okay.
She did a video also with their campaign. And it's so funny and crazy because I got more views and likes than her.
No way.
And I was like, hey, you know what?
Hey, we're yeah. sorry, but you know.
There's a new
kid.
There's a new kid in town.
She's coming up. She's 18.
So
you know, you
fresh
know.
Off the press.
Oh my God, I love this energy that we have.
Yeah,
like,
it was
oh
so
gosh.
Funny. But I think after that, I kind of knew. I was like, we're going to do something. Yes. Like, wow. I know that we're going to make it.
Right. Okay. Now, I have something really quick because there's a lot of creators out there. A lot of them are young like you, 18 years old.
We met a lot of them, too.
We met a lot of them. A lot of them are your friends. A lot of them are not. And those are some that we know privately. But like a lot of them that I know, maybe you don't know, because I feel like all of yours are like high performers. But like some creators that I know, they just think like that it'll happen. They just think like even though they have a talent, like, oh, like I'm just going to be famous because I have this talent. But like it's actually putting in work. And I think one thing that I just kind of want you to share with the audience, how much work you put in on the daily basis, because they probably all just think that you turn on your camera, record, and that's it.
5 minutes later, it's done.
Like, oh, it's really not.
Remind
it.
Me, I didn't even tell you how I balance my schoolwork. But I'll say after.
And put it in this. Yeah, like, okay. Tell us.
It's a lot. Okay. It's a lot. So every day I wake up, and then there's like a lot of campaigns I have to do. Okay. Like, let's say tomorrow I have to make 2 video campaigns and I have to make Get Ready With Me, right? So that means I have to film 2 videos, basically showing a product. And not only are you filming by yourself, you have to film with an animal. That you have to get the perfect clips.
Oh yes.
You have to get the perfect moments. You can't mess up, you know? Because if you get like a really, really good clip of this, that happened to me before. Mm-hmm. It was a really good clip of Jasper, and I messed up the words.
No!
And I was like, I was so mad.
He was probably so mad at you.
So you have to work. And then after you film those 2 videos, you have to edit them. Mm-hmm. That's an edit that I do. It takes 8 hours for me to edit a video. 8 hours.
Yeah.
And to make it good. Mm-hmm. If I'm just slacking, like 5.
Right. But, okay. Still long.
Yeah. And then not only do you have to do those and turn it in a specific day, you also have to make your video for today. Mm-hmm. That's a Get Ready With Me. It's a lot of work. And I think that's why a lot of content creators get really sad and upset when their video isn't reaching this specific amount, because they put in so much work.
Right.
That makes so much work. Sense.
And honestly, if you see a video that has potential and stuff, just like it. Because you don't know what they had to go through.
Oh my God, I love
that. Yeah. And every day I post a video. Every day. But what helps me is I go ahead. So I make videos ahead of time so that I would post that like the same day.
Amazing.
So for example, today, I'm not gonna make a video today.
For today.
Because I already have a video for today.
Sick. I love that.
You know, you have to think ahead. But yeah, I put in a lot of work, and not only like there's days where it is a little bit like I just have to film one video, and there is easy days. Okay. But like for the most part, there's really hard days. Like, yeah, you have to film and edit. And then not only do you have to film and edit, you have to do chores. You have to do, you have to clean. You have to go to events. You have to go to like basically anywhere.
In your school.
And also, and if you have school, you have to do school. It's a lot of work.
And also getting ready, like, I mean, for us it's a little easier because we're guys, but you're putting on makeup, doing your hair, like making sure, and then you're going to be on camera, so it has to be like perfect for you.
It has to be really good.
Like really
good.
You're
going to go out, and then like on camera sometimes my makeup looks really nice, but after it's like it looks really bad. So sometimes I have to be like, we're not going to do this today.
It's
all caked out.
The real Allie.
Yeah, I swear. Like sometimes like I'll be like, okay, we're done, guys. And it's like flawless. No, take off that beauty filter, girl. Take it off.
Okay, that is totally me. Yeah. Like, sometimes you'll be on camera, it's perfect, and right after, I'm so sweaty. Done. I'm like, okay. Like,
thank God for filters.
I can't anymore. Okay, but also, like, how do you?
It's
like,
all fake.
You know. But how do you balance the school? Actually.
Yeah. So before, I'm not in college right now because I'm gonna start this year in August.
Amazing.
And then, because I really wanted to break from all that.
Yeah,
so
of course, of course. Wait, before you go on, what are you going for?
Okay, I want to be an actress.
Oh my God. Okay. Yes.
So in your field, kind of pretty much what you're
doing. Yeah, I want to be an actress.
I love that.
Like right when you said it, I already know you're an actress. Like I already see
you so
it.
Much.
I can see you in film. You can't wait. Okay. 10 years from now, we're going to watch an insane movie with you.
So, like, I know, right? You're going to be in it. We'll be in the front row. We'll be in the front row.
Yeah. You better be in the front row. I'm going to get you free VIP seats.
Hey, let's go. We'll be sitting next to Jasper.
And you're not. No, he's going to be in the film.
That's right. He is.
So, okay. So, like, you're not going to high school right now, but when you were in high school, how were you balancing it? And how are you prepared to balance it in college?
So, in college, in high school, I was kind of doing the same thing. So, and I would do all of my schoolwork in school. And when I got home, that's when I would film and that's when I would edit. Mm-hmm. And then I would post it later in the day. Or I would film a video in the morning, like get ready for school.
Okay.
And then throughout the whole school, I'm on my phone editing. Wow. Yeah, and then while I do my schoolwork.
While you're getting straight A's.
While I'm getting.
Just say.
Just kidding.
Just say. I mean, just say. Come on. I had to throw that in there.
But yeah,
because I know people behind the camera are like, oh, so she's editing instead of doing her schoolwork. Wrong. She has straight A's.
I actually was really good at keeping my work good. Like, I think, because I'm a very ahead of person, ahead of time. So if there's an assignment due Friday, I'm going to do it Thursday.
Now, basically.
I'm going to do it Thursday.
That's amazing.
And then Friday, I have time to edit, make a video. I was always planning, like, okay, so if this assignment is due this day, I have to make a video on this day to post on this day. It was very, like, organized. Mm-hmm. So that's how I could balance, like, my videos and my schedule. And also, I didn't post every day back then. I posted, like, once 2 days. Okay. So that also made time for school.
Got it.
Okay.
And now you're posting a lot more often.
I post every day now.
Every day. Is it, you know, so somebody, like we were talking about Brody. Brody posted, what, like 10 times a day or something?
God,
20 times a day?
Yeah.
Like, he's like, are you still posting? Like, bro,
I think
like
you're second in line, though, no?
Oh, I feel like you're right. No, I want to do what he does, but my algorithm hates when I post twice a day. It hates it.
It doesn't work for you, guys.
No, it hates it. So that's why I post once a day.
Once a day. That's what we do. And once we try three times, I'm like, that video got no love.
Exactly.
Delete.
Yeah.
And it's always like the one that's like, the one you worked on the most that's for some reason didn't hit. You're like, bro, like I even cried at the end. Like that was the video.
But then the random one, it gets
the random one.
Millions. I'm like,
you're like, okay, one quick one. We copied you because obviously that's what creators do, right?
Oh my gosh.
Like, mimic each other. You did the like Santa please one, right? It's like Santa please, please. And I was like, oh, Ali did it. Yo, let's just do it. And we did it so quick, I swear to God. And didn't even realize. We post like 3 videos, they didn't go viral, and then that one goes viral. And I was like,
out of all of them, and also on Facebook too. I'm like, why do you get a million views on Facebook?
On
that one? Like, how cringe can you be?
So sometimes like, it just,
who's
you know
watching
I mean?
It?
Oh my God, it's like, the moms?
Yeah.
The moms are like, oh, how cute. They probably didn't even understand the message. They're reading the list.
Oh my God.
Wow. Okay, funny. So we're getting really, really close to the end of the podcast, but we got still 15 minutes, but I do want to ask you a very deep question.
Yeah.
So we've been talking about nothing but greatness and things that you've overcome. Mm-hmm. But do you remember at any point besides losing your TikTok account, any time that you've had a really bad experience, maybe a situation where you're just like, I quit. This is too stressful for me. I can't do this anymore. And you went to your mom or your dad or whoever it was, or maybe just to yourself. And you're just like, I'm going to get a job now, or it's game over. I'm just done.
Like, for its content, social media?
In anything.
Yeah.
My gosh.
It's because you're always happy, like you said. Yeah. You're always, like, grateful. Like, but maybe there is a time in your life where something really... I mean, obviously, the TikTok thing was pretty bad, but it could be any time in your life. And if there wasn't one, you know, some people don't have it.
Yeah, some people don't.
I think it was...
And obviously, it's a tough question, and, you know, we're trying to dig deep in your mind, so you do have to think a little bit, but... And the reason why we ask is because, you know, telling your story of having a bad time and then now you're sitting here in a good time, you know, it shows that people can get out of their ruts.
And people connect with it, too.
You know.
I think the hardest was just the account got hacked. And then also it was when just, like, views started to suck. Then... like hate comments were very like hateful towards me, and every time I would make a video, I would be like, I would think about them, and I'd be like, should I just make it? Do I make the video? Like, I don't want to think about it. And then it would be really like hurtful stuff for me, like, oh, she's abusing her cat, she's Jasper doesn't like it, she's drugging her cat.
Oh my god.
And for that, I would get really sad because like you don't know him, and like I love this cat so much, I would never do that.
Oh my god.
And if he doesn't like something, I'm not gonna do it. If he doesn't like this hat on him, I'm gonna take it off.
Right.
Like you said, like you just saw.
Right.
I put this on him. He took it off. I'm not gonna put it back on.
Yes, exactly. Right.
Like I'm not like that. And it was really hurtful.
Aww.
And then it was
really agrees here.
Look at he's listening.
It was really hurtful. And then what also got me were like those comments are like, she's so annoying. Like, when is she gonna stop making content? Or it's like, she's just like using her cat for views. And it's like, no, like, it's not like that. Yeah, there's so much more than that.
Right.
And, and, like, I know a lot of people think, like, oh, she's using Jasper for views. But in reality, it's, like, it's teamwork.
Right.
If I was using him for views, it would be, like, oh, I wouldn't even make videos with him like that.
I don't know.
It just sucked.
Right. You being a team with him is so amazing because it's a better life for him as well.
Yeah.
Like, which is so amazing, you know? Like, he can get things that other cats might not mm-hmm. be able to get, you know, because yeah. you guys are working together.
But mm-hmm. but not to mention, I mean, working with another person, in this case, it's your cat. It's all about collaborations anyways. I mean, we're collaborating. Everybody right. collabs. Yeah. That's building the business, building connections. So it's kind that of too. Such a dumb.
I think a lot of people don't understand that. A lot of don't. People don't yeah. like, of course, the viewers, you're just watching. Mm-hmm. But like behind the scenes, there's right. so much more than mm-hmm. that. And then, yeah, so after like receiving hate comments and stuff, I kind of just like get kind of gave up a little bit. I was like, I don't want to do this. Like, should I just continue? Do I not continue? Mm-hmm. And then I still did, obviously, but it just was a really dark time for me. And then I remember like I was so stressed where I was just like, I went to this New York trip and that it was going to be, I had to do a video on a brand. Mm-hmm. And I had to do it by myself. And that was my first time making a video by myself.
Without Jasper.
Oh, ever wow. since, like, a long, like, long time ago. Uh-huh. And then I was kind of, like, complaining to my mom. I was like, bro, like, no one's going to watch the video, whatever. And then I was just, like, upset, you know, because mm-hmm. of hate comments. And then mm-hmm. already I had to make a video by myself. That was already forcing a lot right. on me. So then I couldn't even press record. Like, I just start breaking down. No I was way. Crying. And my mom was like, what oh happened? Like, why are you crying? And I was in the hotel, and I was just like, I can't do it. A lot of people mm-hmm. are going to think, like, that no one's going to like me for me. No mm-hmm. one's going to like a video right. that Jasper's not in it. Mm-hmm. People mm-hmm. are like Jasper more than me. I was just mm-hmm. overthinking.
Yes, yes, yes.
And she was just like, you have to do this video either way. You know, maybe when you get home, you can address the situation. You can be like, hey, guys, like, I'm a person.
Yes.
I want you guys to look at me for yes. me, not just Jasper. Right. I know he gets a lot of attention. He right, does. Right. But, you know, you have to think about me too,
right,
you know, because yes. we're a team. It's exactly. not I'm more famous than him, it's not right. he's more famous than me, it's right. like teamwork.
Yes.
So then a month later I made the video addressing like, oh, so this is how I feel. I want you guys to notice me more. I want to show myself more. I want to be able to make videos without seeing comments, where's Jasper?
Yes.
Where's Jasper?
Yes.
Where's Jasper? You right. know, I want you guys to see my true self.
Yes.
And then after that video hit 1 million views, and oh it kind of like, it really made me happy because yes. I saw a lot of followers, not followers, sorry, supporters, saw like, wow she's yes. she's actually really nice. She's actually, yes. I'm here for you, girl. Like, right. seeing those comments really made wow. me feel better.
Oh my God. I have yeah. the chills again. Yeah.
It was like crazy.
Oh my God.
But I think that was the only like dark time for me, was thinking like, just bad things yeah, about okay. myself.
It was very mental too. Like,
that's a yeah, really, hard really mental.
Yeah, really, and you would say to get out of that rut, it was, you know, basically the people, I mean, your followers, the mm-hmm. supporters coming back and showing
yeah,
you
showing that. Yeah, showing me love that I needed for love, a long right. time.
And even then, you still pushed yourself to make that video to like, express yourself, which mm-hmm. is so amazing because, yeah. you know, you were already at a point where you were broken. How do you even make that video? And you still went and made it.
Oh my God, it's still up. Like, people watch that video and it's me so happy when
gosh.
They don't know. Literally 5 seconds ago I was crying, breaking down to yeah. my mom, like, I can't make this video alone.
Oh my God. And yeah. if I could be honest, wow. I did watch that video and I loved it so much. And
he
I was just like
cried.
Yeah, maybe cried a little bit. I was like, oh my God, like, I love you so much. I also love Jasper so much, but mm-hmm. like, you are a star too as well. And that's why when I saw it, I'm like, I'm so glad you're making this video, because you are so, I mean, I wish you guys could be here in person with yeah. you right now, because your energy is just so amazing.
Thank you so much.
So that
you
video,
guys are so amazing.
Oh my God, thank you. So, you know, making that video, I'm sure probably changed so many people's lives as well. Mm-hmm. I mean, 1 million people plus seeing it, you can only imagine yeah. how many lives you changed for being brave. You know what I mean? And that's yeah. amazing.
No, for sure. And switching gears a little bit, what if you could pick a brand that you could work with, what would it be like a brand that you would want to put your name in?
Hollister.
Okay.
Hands down. And it's because I just loved Hollister. Mm-hmm, when mm-hmm. I was barely making content, I would wear Hollister. I would try to get their attention and stuff.
Nice.
And they said they would work with me in this new year. So
okay,
what's going on?
Okay, right, right.
Where's
right.
that email? Hollister,
where is it?
Where are you
Where's
at?
That email, guys?
It's always been Hollister.
It was stated today.
Let's clip this just so we can email
just
them
send,
this part
just send
of the podcast.
Yeah, I love Hollister so much. Like, I've been trying to get their attention. Mm-hmm. And I think they have seen it. They saw my Instagram post, and it was me wearing their sweater. And they posted it on their Instagram.
There you go.
Like a post. And then I was like, like call me an artist.
I
love Hollister. I would do anything to work
with
them.
You're gonna be like the number one ambassador for them.
Yeah, and even if it's a partnership, even if it's something small, like, I really want to work with them.
Wow.
And I don't know, I just see myself, because I'm a California girl.
Yes.
Hollister is California. And like Hollister is like, when you think of Hollister, you think of young teenage girls, mm-hmm. smiley in the right. beach, right? Yeah, that's yeah. like, yes. hello. Like,
right? You're like, we have like, you right
I'm literally
here.
Like, I'm like, so hello. Smiley. I'm yes, so energetic. So and good. I like, when you think about Hollister and me, you just think of Hollister. Like,
right. Actually, when you said it, I was like, you're a Hollister girl. Like the hair, Hollister. Like it's lit.
It's already lit. Manifested. It's going to happen. Yeah. I already see it.
And I have another question. This one's a little bit more for the future now. Mm-hmm. So for you, what is like you're so young, so this might be a little hard, but you know, you said you're always ahead. You're always doing things ahead of time, making sure they're going to get done. Do you have like a 5-year plan? Do you kind of have something where, okay, next year I want to be here. And then in 2 years, I want to be here. In 5 years, I'm going to be in a famous movie. Like, tell us Ali's 5-year plan.
Okay, so honestly, with college and stuff, I'm kind of more like go with the flow because I'm not really that like educated with just like with knowing like classes and stuff. Because I'm just like, it's a lot, you know? Is. And then you have to be like, you have to take this class to take this class and then go to this class. And then yes. I'm like, what? Like, yeah. what do you mean I have to stay for this class for 4 years right. and then for 5 years I have to do this and then for 1 month I have to do this? Like, bro, what?
Right, yeah. right,
it's just
right.
confusing to me. yes, but yes, yes. I definitely do want to be an actor. I mm-hmm. see myself being in like movie. I would okay. see myself doing acting classes.
Loves
and
it.
Then I also see myself with content. Nice. So 5 years from now, I'm not an actress, but like I'm getting close to that point where I'm an actress.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then I also want to continue doing social media. So hopefully I'm like bigger on there. And then, yeah, I don't really know. I'm just like, I'm kind of more like thinking ahead of time with mm-hmm. months.
Right. Yeah.
Like, exactly. 2 weeks.
I tried getting you on that.
It's all like a decade from now.
I was like, let's plan 5 years in advance. That's a lot. Right?
It's a lot, yeah.
No, yeah.
Because no one knows where they're going to end up.
Exactly.
Nobody.
And trust me, the answer is every time we ask people this, sometimes it's like, mm-hmm. honestly, I don't have a 5-year plan.
Yeah.
Sometimes people are like, I have a 10-year plan. Do you want to hear it? And I'm like, let's go. Right?
Wow, you're
so it's always
set.
Different. Yeah. It's always different. But yours is actually really good, being an actress. Getting yourself into college and then mm-hmm. the content creation. Is there like a certain number on the content creation you want to like get in views or likes?
Hit?
Yes.
I think with...
Or actually, let me ask this. Have you already hit 1 billion views?
I don't think so.
No?
Okay. No, I don't think so.
I know you're close.
I don't think so. Okay. But with, I really want to hit, like, this is in the future, of course. Mm-hmm. I want to hit 10 mil. 10
okay,
mil.
Okay.
That's like my goal.
Oh, like on one?
On one. On TikTok. And then for Instagram, I would want to hit 1 million.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Okay. Loves it.
I love
That's
that.
That's amazing. And Jasper, he's going to be with you.
Of course.
For the whole journey.
Have you ever thought of having Jasper his own page?
I have. No, I know a lot of people tell me that. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, make Jasper his own page. Make Jasper. Yeah. But then again, it's like, I don't really want to because then it's kind of like you're telling me like I don't want to see you.
Right. And it's literally Ali and Jasper.
That does make
right.
sense.
Right. I'm so like, can you make Jasper his own page? I'm like, why?
I literally love you so much. Here's the thing. Yeah. We're Eli and Mike.
Yeah.
Right.
And we've thought about having an Eli page and the Mike page. We're like,
and then I'm
I don't
like,
know.
Wait, I'm like,
kinda,
so they're going to like you more than me.
Right.
That's
usually
what I don't
when we're
want.
Fighting, we're like, I'm doing my own page. Not
yeah,
kidding.
So sometimes you'll see like a random one picture of us on our page. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, and then I'll go up to him. I'm like, it's supposed to be Eli and Mike. I was like, what happened to Eli and
to
Mike?
Me?
He's like,
so I feel you on that. Like, you know what I mean? It just takes away the whole glory
of it all.
Oh,
yeah. But also, before we end the podcast, why is it that you called your Instagram Ali Wildlife, or something like that?
Oh, it's like different. Because they didn't let me do Ali for Life.
Oh, shit.
Oh, they didn't.
No.
Okay.
But
I love it so
I much. Came up with Ali for Life. Just like, I don't know, I just came up with it. I was just like, this sounds cool.
Cause
I kind of regret it. It's like so
no,
corny.
No, because once people see Ali, it's Ali for Life. You can't go back.
That sounds
you
so corny.
It does, but you know what?
No, but it works.
I can't go back. I can't
like,
go
it's
back.
Ali for Life.
That's Ali for Life. I love it.
It's so bad, but yeah.
Oh my god.
No, that was. It's kind of like making
it's
like
lit.
An old
it's
username,
lit.
Like okay. when you were younger.
There
it's
you
like,
go.
Oh, cool panda galaxy.
Love it.
That's what I feel like. I'm like.
Okay. Well, it's so amazing that you like brought Jasper today on the
he's
show,
sleeping.
And he's sleeping. We don't want to wake him
he's
up.
He's so happy.
Oh, he's like, okay.
No, but thanks so much for being on our podcast.
Yes,
honestly,
of course.
Yeah. You have a lot of support from us. We actually are so anxious to see you grow in your business
Thank
and your
you
life.
So much.
Yes.
And every time we've collaborated with you, it's just been so much fun. And some of the transitions we did, some of the style videos, you guys got a watch these. You have to watch those.
Right, right.
You have to watch them.
And but, soon, watching Ally in movies because she's going to be an actress. Mm-hmm. So we already see it.
So before we end it, do you mind giving maybe the audience a message perhaps about maybe how they can do what they're doing? How do they do what you do? How can they persevere in their life?
Yeah. So if you want to start content or continue content, I honestly think you should just block out any negativity and just do what you got to do. If you think, I want to get to this place, I want to get to this point, I want to have this amount of following, I want to have this much of views, just do it. Just like post. Just post constantly, have a good mindset. And if people are telling you like, oh, you can't do that, you can't grow big, like, yes, you can, because guess what? A regular girl did it. You know, a regular girl that was just like you, and she did it. And honestly, I think like, I really want to inspire more people to do it because it's so worth it. You get to meet so many new people, and also don't give up. Like, I gave up so much, but I still like thrived. And if you don't have anybody in your life that's like, that will push you, I will push you. Do it. Just wow. post. Oh, almost say
I love
be that. Consistent.
Yes.
And if you're like too busy for it, then find a way. Find a way to make space, because I did school, I did cheer, I did so much, and I still had time to post. If you could only post once, twice a day, do it. If you can only post once a week, still post. It doesn't matter. If you really want to get to that point, you would do it.
My God, great that was message. So amazing. Wow. That was like one of our
and that's
best
coming from an 18-year-old, guys. Come
that was
on.
It. That was
There's
it.
Always time.
Yeah, like I'm inspired and I create content. I do real estate. I do so many different things. And just because of the way you spoke to the camera right now, I'm like, gosh, like you need to be doing more, Mike. Like, get up, go, like, do more.
There's always time to do more. There always is.
So if you didn't inspire anybody out there, I'm inspired right now. I'm like, oh my God.
You're like, I gotta go.
Right? I'm like, actually, I have some work I need to get done.
Yeah, get to it.
Right, right.
Well, Ally, thank you so much for being on our
of
podcast.
Course.
So, guys, we're all on 3 reels and also obviously the full podcast as well.
And thank you, Jasper. Thumbnail. Thank you, Jasper, as well for being
Oh, yeah,
here.
We need to take a picture of right. Jasper
we
for
love
the
you guys.
Thumbnail. That'd
we
be the,
will, we
the
will.
That would be.
Right?
Guys, thank
you
so much.
We love you.
Thank you guys so much for watching this.
Appreciate you.
Bye, guys.
Bye.